Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now that summer heat has finally settled down, we can build up our autumn appetites and enjoy the delicious flavors of autumn. This week, I'll talk about some of the season's best ingredients. First, we have the classic autumn favorites, sweet potatoes, pumpkins, and chestnuts. Although they are available year-round, they're at their sweetest and most flavorful in the autumn. You can enjoy them in a variety of dishes, such as simmered dishes, tempura, mixed rice, stews, or simply steamed or roasted. You'll want to be sure to try out the seasonal sweets made from these ingredients that are only available this time of the year. Just last Monday, I had a chestnut paste-filled donut from Mr. Donuts, and that was pretty tasty. Well, we've also got root vegetables like lotus root and burdock in season at this time. They're also delicious in simmer dishes, stir fries, or deep fried into chips. And they pair perfectly with ground meat and other meat-based dishes if you want to try something new. For something a little more indulgent, there are the fragrant and flavorful matsutake mushrooms. Though a luxury ingredient, they are worth enjoying grilled, in mixed rice, or as in dobin mushi, and that's steamed in a teapot, and they are delicacies that are only available in this season. Moving on to fish, well, you can't go wrong with samma, which is Pacific celery, and that would be simply grilled with salt to really enjoy its flavor. Also in season are the fatty mackerel, firm autumn salmon, bonito that is perfect for sashimi or tataki, and versatile red snapper. Be sure to try these seasonal fish while they are at their best. And if you have a chance to try samma sashimi, I recommend it. It is so rich and almost buttery, it just melts in your mouth. It's only during this season, if you can find it. And of course, we can't forget the fruits of autumn. Right now, we have pears, grapes, persimmons, and apples. They're great to eat as is, but they also work wonderfully in salads or as jams. I ordered a box of nashi, or Asian pears, with furosato noze, and have already finished them. They were so good. I've just received another box from a farm via Mercari, so I'll have pears for a few more weeks. And we indulged in some shine muscat last month. They were really good, but something to eat sparingly, as they were quite expensive. Speaking of expensive, I am hoping to have a few dishes with matsutake mushrooms this season, if I can find a nice course somewhere to enjoy. So, are there any autumn dishes you're looking forward to trying? Autumn is truly full of delicious ingredients. And remember, seasonal foods are packed with nutrients, so be sure to fully enjoy the flavors of autumn.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well now I have information from Fukuoka City. The event, The Creators 2024, will be on again this year. This is an event where you can experience creativity and entertainment with the latest in entertainment elements and technology-driven content. There's a big change this year though. Before, it was only 2 days, but this year the event will be held over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th, and Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th. With 4 days to explore, you'll have more time to leisurely experience all the various content, which was previously difficult to see in just 2 days. During the first weekend, on October 5th, the Saturday, and 6th, the Sunday, at the Fukuoka City Science Museum, the popular event called Playable Digital Art Exhibition will be held. There, you can immerse yourself in sound and visuals for a magical experience. You'll also find workshops where you can try programming crafts, as well as an AI dance show featuring a 3D dance generation AI service called Strongest AI Dancer, and that was developed by creative companies in Fukuoka. On the second weekend, on October 12th, Saturday, and the 13th, which is Sunday, at the Furiai Hiroba on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall, you can enjoy live performances by creators and artists on a stage enhanced by large-scale lighting and screens. Additionally, there'll be esports battles between professional players and students, immersive experience booths, VR trucks, and more, offering a wide range of exciting content. Plus, at the first floor lobby of City Hall, a new immersive space, a satellite branch of Manga Dive, will be set up for you to experience the world of the popular manga, Oshinoko. And at the Fukuoka Asian Art Museum, there'll be events such as a screening of the popular movie, Summer Wars, and filmmaking workshops. Admission is free at all venues, so get out and enjoy these 4 days of experiencing cutting-edge entertainment, culture, and technology in creative Fukuoka. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Live in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.